My name is Alessandro Pilotti. I'm a Microsoft MVP on ASP.NET and IIS. In this webcast, we are talking about PHP and FastGI performance optimizations. There are various ways to deploy PHP on IIS. You have FastGI, it's the best solution. You have IIS API, which was the way to go before FastGI, and nowadays we prefer to avoid it due to the reentrance problems and also to the fact that being a DLL loaded at the W3 service instance level, you can have also security issues. Then you have CGI, which is providing awful performance. It's mainly here for backwards compatibility. How to get PHP on Windows? We have one option, which is just to download the binaries for the PHP.NET website, where you have to choose from which version of the CRT, the C++ CRT runtime, which can be VC6 or VC9. VC6 is the old Visual Studio C++ 6 version, which is used by Apache nowadays, or you can use VC9, which is a more modern one, and it's used by IIS. Also, you have to choose between ThreadSafe and non-ThreadSafe. ThreadSafe is mainly for IIS API, while non-ThreadSafe is perfect for CGI and FastGI deployments. It's way faster than the other one. Also, consider that you can choose between 32-bit and 64-bit deployments with PHP. We don't actually usually need the second one because with 32-bit we have anyway up to 4 gigabyte of process space, which are way enough for an app domain process. The simplest way to deploy PHP is still via WebPI. WebPI, which is Microsoft Web Platform Installer, is a free tool that simplifies enormously the deployment of web solutions. It can be used to activate IIS features and download IIS extensions like WinCache, PHP Driver for SQL Server, PHP Manager, and so on. It can be used to download and install frameworks like .NET and PHP, and it can be also used to deploy web applications like Drupal, Joomla, WordPress, .NET Uke, Orchard, and so on. It's great also to deploy databases like SQL Server Express or MySQL. Both of them can be used for Drupal integration. WebMetrics, which is a development and authoring tool, can also be downloaded here. Both PHP 5.2 and 5.3 can be deployed via WebPI and can live side by side on your server. There is a local cache at the path that you can see in the slide now, where WebPI is downloading all the packages, which is it's downloading before installing them, so you can find them there, and they are cached, so the next time that you're using them, you will not have need to download them again. So here is a simple screen showing you how to do it. So we just open it, we just choose PHP 5.3 in this case. And afterwards, by pressing install, we can see here that he will take care of any dependent package, in this case, the C++ runtime. Afterwards, the installation will go on, and as you can see, while one package is downloaded, another one can be installed. So this asynchronous process is speeding up a lot all your installation experience. Afterwards, everything will be okay, and you will see this congratulation end screen. Consider anyway that unlike, for example, Linux repositories, WebPI is downloading all the packages from their source. For example, it's downloading PHP from, you can really see it here, it's downloading PHP from SourceForge, while it's downloading VC++ from this package from VC++ from Microsoft. So if one of these downloads fails, for example, a faulty mirror on SourceForge, you will have an error in WebPI, but it doesn't mean that everything failed. You can just retry, and at the next try, you will probably get a better or a working mirror from SourceForge. Compiling PHP. Compiling PHP is great if you want to have a PHP releases which are available only in sources, or if you want to develop a build release just for test. What do you need for that? You need the sources which are available at the PHP.NET website. You need a subversion client, for example, Tortoise SVN, and you need the instruction that you can see that you can find at the link which is in the slide. Also, you will need some PHP build extras, which are actually some binaries and some devs, which are including bison flex and some and a lot actually of include and libraries, which are needed for all the extensions that you're going to compile. Also, you will need Visual Studio 2008 or 2010. You might consider the Express Edition, which is free. It's enough for everything except PDO that we are going to cover later, but let's say for a normal PHP compilation, it's way enough. Here are some basic steps. You can just unpack the sources, for example, in a PHP directory that you're creating ad hoc. You can use 7-zip or any other tool to inflate any tar.gz or 7-zip archive. Now you can use SVN to do a checkout of the latest version of the sources, if you need it, for example, for 5.4 or 5.3. You have to unpack, of course, all the build extras inside of a given directory, and then starting a Visual Studio 2010 command prompt, you can just set the proper path variable, set the include variable, set the lib variable, and then you have to run buildconf, which is a command inside of the PHP environment to build the build configuration, and then you just write configure and all the options that you need to compile the required extensions. Consider that you might want to disable ZDS, which is the thread safe option. Afterwards, just run nmake and you will compile everything. Once you're finished, copy the proper binaries, typically PHP CGI and PHP 5DLL, to your PHP output directory. Profile guided optimization, it's a very, very cool feature which is provided by the C++ compiler in Visual Studio Professional or Premium. So sadly, it's not available on the Express Edition. You might patch your PHP build environment to the patch which is available at the URL that you see in the slide here. This is only needed for the 5.3 branch. It's already included in the 5.4, so you don't need it for the latest one. Steps. Just compile PHP the way you normally do it, but we have to include also instrumentation, so it is enable PGI. Afterwards, you need to collect training data, which are so-called PGC files. You have to bring them back in your development environment, and then you have to compile again PHP with PGO enabled. What does this mean? On a first compilation, you will get some binaries that you will put in a testing environment, and you will put on the load. So you will typically use the application in a way in which your user will use it in a final production environment. This will be useful to collect a lot of statistics about the usage of your application that you will later merge inside of your compilation environment in order to recompile everything, and the compiler will exploit this information in order to optimize everything in the best possible way. Expect a pretty big performance improvement, something between 10 and 17% in some scenarios. You can have more details at this blog post here that you can see on the slide. CGI and Fast CGI. So CGI is the oldest way used to generate dynamic content on a web server. A separate process is spawned for each request, so it's not something that we want. Request input and response output are handled by standard input output. There is a massive overhead due to process handling by the operating system. Fast CGI is a variation. It's a separate process which is spawned but persists among multiple requests. So the request input and response output are handled via sockets or named pipes. Processes can be restarted independently. There is a very good performance improvement with this. It's very popular in the patch environment, for example, with the mod FastGGI daemon for PHP, Perl, Ruby, and so on. IIS FastGGI 1.5 is the latest version. It's employing the same process for many requests, as we said before. It's supported on IIS 7 and IIS 6, and of course also in the new IIS 0.8, which is available in the developer preview of Windows 8. It's written in collaboration with Zend, but it's generic. It's not working only for PHP, it's also working for Python and so on. In IS7, just enable CGI among the IS role services and you will have everything. Note, on IS7.0, you have to install this KB hotfix. Don't forget it. So, enabling it is very, very easy. You can just, as you can see, enable CGI inside of the role services for IIS. Here's a comparison chart among what you will get on the various operating system. So on IS6, so in Windows 2003, you will have everything except the CPU limit support, which is something which is implemented by the operating system, so we cannot have it there. IS7.0 has everything, and IS7.5 has everything but the UTF-8 variable encoding. This is happening because FastCGI 1.5 was released out of band from the operating system, so it was released shortly afterwards, Windows 2008 R2. But it's not th th this feature for UTF-8 variable encoding is not used in any way for PHP, so it's not a problem. FastCGI and PHP. So install PHP 5.2 or 5.3. During setup, you have to choose FastCGI. Or as an alternative, just deploy it with WebPI, which is easier as always. The working process, which is called WP3P, loads the IIS FastCGI DLL and it's in charge of executing the PHP CGI exe, and which in turn will contain, of course, the PHP environment. You have some PHP ini configurations also, for example, the FastCGI impersonated can be set at 1 for impersonification or to 0. Here are some settings. So, for example, very important is max instances. If you set it to 0, IIS itself will decide how many to spawn. If you set it to a different value, it's, well, your choice. And in this case, make sure that you did some performance loading test in order to be sure that you have the right number. Also, take care of setting properly the request timeout. Handle mappings, here it's how it looks like. So you have to set a path, in this case, of course, PHP, and you have to choose which model is going to handle this path. So FastCGI is the model going to do that, and you have also to choose a binary path, in this case, of course, the PHP CGI one that we installed. There are some settings that you can too, so the impersonate that we discussed already, and also logging to enable SAPI logging when using FastCGI. The default is 1, so you don't have typically to care about it. All this configuration is going to stay inside of your web config. Web config is on IIS the equivalent of HD access on Apache, let's say the RAF equivalent. So the good part is that this configuration can be then move to a different website because it's just part of your website files. PHP Manager, it's a dedicated tool to support multiple PHP installations. It features easy management of PHP versioning, easy management of all the PHP parameters. The good part is that you don't need to touch your PHP ini anymore if you don't want to. Easy management of PHP extensions. Best practices, tool to apply them, quick inspection via PHP info, easy registration of new PHP installation. It's a very, very cool tool, and it's of course free. It's deployable via WebPI or as a standalone setup. Here is how it looks like. You can see three areas, so PHP setup, PHP settings, and PHP extensions. You can set the PHP runtime limits. So, for example, if you want to set the maximum upload size, the maximum post size, the memory limit, this is very important for a lot of PHP applications. You can set the PHP error reporting. For example, on a development machine, you will have a lot of reporting of error information, while on a production machine, this will be way reduced. You can manage every single PHP setting. We will see this in a demo very soon. And you can just dynamically generate a page with a PHP info function call so you can inspect all your PHP setup. Now we're going to deploy PHP and FastGI via WebPI. So we just started. Here we go. So we just look for PHP 5.3. Here it is. Add. Now, as you can see, it says that it has three items to be installed. So, and if you look for it, there is the full PHP 5.3, which will be downloaded from SourceForge. There is the ISCGI setting, which is not something that needs to be downloaded, but just activated. Then there is the URL rewrite, which the system decided that it's useful as a dependency. And there is, of course, the VC 2008 redist package. Then the system is also going to add PHP Manager and the SQL driver 2.0 for PHP. Beside that, you will need also the SQL Native Client as a dependency, even if we don't need it necessarily. The WebPI decided that it's a good dependency to add. Anyway, it's not something that it's creating any problem. So we say accept, we go. As you can see, the load is in progress. At the same time, also the installation is in progress. Okay, everything went fine. As you can see, finish, exit, we are set. Let's start IIS Manager. Here we go. So what we can see here, let's start with the PHP Manager. It's available here. It's showing us all the possible settings that you can change. There are some recommendations that we might take a look at. So he's saying that we should also add index.php at the default document list, and that we should monitor changes to the PHP ini file. We say OK. That's it. We can change in any check in any moment our PHP info configuration. Here it is. This is a very, very handy feature. Here are the informations related to the configuration command with which the PHP was built. And if you follow down, you will see a lot of different options and extensions that you will see. There is WinCache is not enabled, for example. We didn't do it in a WebPI, so it's what we expect. Some examples. Error reporting. You can set it from here. For example, we want a more granular reporting. Apply. We can just go back. PHP settings, other types, or set runtime limits. Here we might say that the maximum upload size is 10 megabytes instead of 2. Note that when you change a setting from the default, it will be showed in bold. Enable or disable extensions. Here you have the enabled extensions and down the ones which are available but disabled. So for example, if you want to enable PGSQL, just click enable and that's it. Let's go back. You can in any moment open and adding the PHP ini file by just clicking here. It's just a shortcut actually to open the file. You can see the error log if any are available. And you can also manage all possible settings. Here they are. So for example, let's look for CGI settings and you will see the FastCGI Impersonate and FastCGI login settings. By double clicking on it, I can change the value. We can also click Add and choose a new value, a new name, a new value, and the section in the PHP ini file where to add it. Or of course, you can also remove a setting. Let's go back. You can also add extensions. You just need to provide a path for it, of course, to the DLL. You can register a new PHP version, so suppose that you are installing a new version from sources or you're just copying it over, you just have to provide a path to the PHP CGI exe. In any moment, you can also change the version. In this case, we have only 5.3. This can be done, of course, as application level also. Let's go now to see some fast CGI settings. Here, in from Windows 2008 R2 onwards, there is this filter box. So you can write here CGI. And we have some fast CGI settings. If I click here, I will see the handler. And I will click Edit, I see all the possible options that we can change. In particular, the max instances, which is here. And also the request timeout, activity timeout, and a bunch of advanced settings that you might choose. For example, the communication protocol between the PHP CGI exe program and the application pool. Name pipe is okay for almost any situation. And here is the configuration file that we are monitoring. Let's go back to the settings page. If I click on handlers, here we will see that we have registered some handler specifics for PHP. Here it is. If I double click on it, I will see that everything with ends in .php will handle by a module, an IIS module, which is the fast CGI module, and it has an executable, which is the PHP CGI exe here. And that's just the name. We can also put some restrictions actually on the type of objects, on the type of verbs, and eventually also on the type of access. In any moment, we can add a new mapping. We just need to click on Add Module Mapping. Here, we can choose the IIS module that will do it. In this case, it's Fast CGI. Here, we can choose the executable. In this case, we can go on the path where PHP is configured. So, PHP 5.3. And from here, we can just choose our fast CGI file. There we go. Can give it a name. And we can choose a different path. I'll give you just a simple example. Okay. At this point, he will want to create a fast CGI application also. We can say yes, and he will do it automatically for us. Say cancel in this case, because we just don't need it. Okay, this is it for now for the fast CGI handlers. We can just one more thing. If we click on any website, we can also here go to the on the PHP manager and handle all the possible settings that we have related to PHP. So we can just change the version here for this specific version. What we are going to do now is to compile PHP from sources including PGO, so Profile Guided Optimization. To do that, we need a version of Visual Studio 2010 or 2008, which has to be professional or premium. Sadly, PGO is not included in the Express Edition. So what we need now is a set of devs and binaries that we need to build PHP from sources. Here at this URL you can find them. You find a package in a 7-zip format for 5.3, 1.4.5.4, and also you can find some binary tools. We can download them and put everything inside of a directory that we're going to call devs, which you will find once unpacked all the binaries, the libraries, and everything. So for example, if I just take a look at it, So you say there are a lot of binaries here, include files for the compilation, lib, and so on. So that's everything we need. Next, we are going to use Subversion to get the latest version of the sources. So in order to do that, we just go with the latest version of 5.3, could be also 5.4. Here we go, latest version is checked out, so we enter in the appropriate directory. What we need now is to get also a few additional extensions. Actually, for this exercise, we will take only memcache and wincache. Wincache will be needed for a performance optimization on IIS. Actually, it's such an important performance optimization tool that I will say it's almost mandatory to include it. Memcache is just needed by wincache to be compiled. So here we go. Both of them are going inside of a directory called Peckle. Here they are. So the next thing we are going to do is to go inside of the build system and apply a couple of patches that are needed to compile PG optimization. I prepared those patches. They're not included by default in the 5.3 branch, but they are the PG optimization is included in 5.4. So I'm going to take them from a directory that I have here. There are three files, as you can see. There are 1, 2, and 3. Okay, now we have everything. And we can start our compilation system. So the first thing, we run build.conf, okay, which is needed to run in turn configure, which is needed to enable to tell the compilation system which extensions and which components we want to enable. Another thing is that we need to set some environment variables, including our path. I'm going to do it here. So here we have, so we're just changing the path. We are saying to the compiler to look for include files in the appropriate directory, and we tell the linker to find the appropriate files in the lib directory. So that's it. First thing we're going to do at this point is to compile, to do some configuration. Here it is. What we did now, if we look at it, is to tell PHP that we want to disable all extensions, and then we just enable them one by one whenever needed. For example, we enable PDO, we enable PDO MySQL, MySQL ND, XML, libxml, simplexml, DOM, iconv, gd, static compilation, enable session, zlib, static compilation, CGI, because we are going to build a CGI module, CLI, because we want the PHP XA also, hash and JSON, which are required by Drupal, filter, and wincache, which is the new addition that we have. And finally, we have just to tell to the system that we want to build them by enabling a PGI, because the process that we're going to do is separated in instrumentation and optimization. So first we have to build the instrumented binaries, then we have to do some load testing on top of it, and afterwards we can compile the final optimized ones. So enable PGI, here they are. Now we can take a look if we need at all the extensions that are going to be compiled. Here they are the SAPI modules that are going to be compiled. Some additional information, like the fact that we are running on a 2010 compiler, that we are targeting a 32-bit platform, and it's a release build. Now we can just run and make and wait for the compilation to finish. Now the compilation has finished, so we can just go inside of the release folder, which is here, and here we have everything we need. So actually we have the PHP 5DLL and the PHP CGI exe that we need to take. We just copy them. And we take a Windows 2008 R2 machine where we already installed a vanilla PHP 5.3.10, and we're going to replace here the ones that we have with the new ones. Here we go. At this point we can switch to the Windows 2008 R2 machine, and recycle the apple with this apcmd command and take a look at what happens. Okay, it's loading perfectly. So what we need to do now is to enter the configuration of IIS. Here we go, the application host config, and we have to look for a specific variable and set it to a very, very low value. Here it is, and we set it to 5, which means that actually after 5, a maximum of 5 requests, the CGI runtime will just shut down itself, generating instrumentation data that we will use later for compiling. So how does this look like? If we look with Process Explorer, we can see that we have the service host hosting our IIS environment. You can see the WAS and W3 SVC services, which is spawning a worker process, which in turn is spawning a PHP CGI. Okay, you see that the process number is 3356. Now what we have to do is to go in the browser and refresh it a few times. Of course, here you should do some real load testing on the features that you want to optimize. All right. And here it is. As you can see, the PID number changed. So what I am expecting now is to have generated some instrumentation files. Here they are. These PZG files. Now we can go back to our development machine . Let's order these files. Here they are. You can just take them and go inside of our development environment here. And copy them inside of the release folder. Now we can reconfigure our environment with a with PGO flag instead of enable PGI. So now he will compile by taking into account the optimizations that we did. So we have to clear everything and recompile. It will take some time as usual. Here we go. Now it's merging the profile data that it got during our instrumentation, and it's going to optimize it. Okay, the compilation finished. As you can see, here is telling us that it profiled a given amount of functions and they were compiled for speed, actually all of them, as you can see. And also a given amount of instructions were optimized for speed using the profiling data, in this case again 100%. And it finished generating the code, and as you can see here, it finished completely the compilation. We are using also an incremental update of the PGG file, meaning that from now on they were included inside of the PGD databases, and if we do some more instrumentation, they will just merge inside of it at the next compilation. Now what we have to do is simply go here, take the release code that we have, so PHP file ELL and the CGI, PHP CGI, and just copy it over to the destination. So inside of our virtual machine, we're going just to replace the previously compiled ones. Here we go. Now what we have to do is simply go inside of the virtual machine and test it. There we go. Now we are working with the new environment. We can also take a look and see how our PHP environment is working. Okay, here there are some recommendations. For example, it's going to tell us that the PHP FastGGI max request is set to a value which is not optimized, but that's what we wanted for our test scenario. And then beside that, we can also take a look with our PHP info, and we can see all the compilation with configuration command we had, the environment with which it was compiled, and of course we can see all the single extensions which were compiled in. For example, PDO MySQL session, XML stuff, and of course WinCache is also enabled, so from a performance perspective, we have everything we need. Okay, that's it for the PHP compilation. We will do in a future webcast also some very cool performance comparison tests, including various type of configurations.